You're listening to High Vibe Mindset, where entrepreneurs Aaron Smith, a sports physician assistant, and Melissa Smith, an intuitive eating dietitian and mindset coach, dive into all the juicy details of business, relationships, health, science, and spirituality. Now let's dive in. Hey guys, it's Melissa. I'm actually doing a solo episode today. Don't worry, we'll definitely be back with our longer episodes with Aaron and I talking about various topics, but I'm so passionate about intuition and I wanted to just hop on here and do a solo episode about this topic. So let's get into it. Intuition, at the end of the day, truly can guide us to exactly the life we want. I firmly believe that. And I want to show you guys why it is so important to tap into your intuition if you are someone that dreams big and that wants to create a life by design where you get to be the co-creator. You get to have the business, the relationships, the career, whatever it is that you want that is uniquely meant for you. The thing is, intuition is one of those things that we all have and that we are so conditioned to not listen. We are conditioned not to trust ourselves, right? Think about it. Think about all the ways that you second guess yourself each and every day. I know this is so common in so many different areas. Think about when it comes to business, how much you look outside of yourself. Look and compare, see what everyone else is doing. Maybe hire a business coach, do a bunch of courses, sign up for a ton of freebies. And of course, it makes sense if you're developing totally new skills and you have no idea where to start. But it becomes a problem once you have gotten a good knowledge, a good foundational basis of knowledge of what to do. And yet you continue to second guess every move that you make. Worse, you might even be living completely out of alignment and making choices that go directly against what your intuition is guiding you toward. I have so many examples of this, and I want to share them with you. But before we get into that, I just want to let you guys know that when we do listen to our intuition, this is going to be the perfect roadmap that is going to give us the least amount of resistance toward our path of ultimate freedom and fulfillment. So yes, some people definitely can get some of the things that they want. But when we're not listening to our intuition, there can be a lot of extra hardship and resistance to get there. I have so many examples in my life of when I did and didn't listen to my intuition. And trust me, the results when I didn't listen to my intuition were not great. And I found that when I do listen to my intuition, I am so blown away by the results that I get, better than I ever could have expected. And I get there with so much ease. It feels almost effortless. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to cover some personal examples of times where I did and didn't listen to my intuition. And I'm going to share with you guys some tips on how you can strengthen your intuition, how you can make it an everyday practice, and how you can get. I'm going to give you guys some journal prompts so you can really take action today and begin to listen to your intuition. So you can take action today and listen to your intuition. Okay, let's start off with an easy area, right? I think this is a place where a lot of us have gotten really strong intuitive hits. This is a place where a lot of us have gotten those strong intuitive hits, obvious gut reactions, and that is in our relationships. So think about a time where maybe there was something about them that didn't feel right. You couldn't quite put your finger on it, but you knew this person is going to be trouble. I don't have this experience too often, but I definitely have had this happen in my life. So let me share with you guys my personal example that was with a friend. Of course, this applies to any relationship, like a romantic relationship. And I'm sure you guys have plenty of your own stories that you can tell too. The funny thing is, I feel like I'm a pretty intuitive person, and I feel like I've had a lot of practice listening to my intuition in my life. There's definitely still moments where I don't listen to my intuition and I can easily tell. I definitely make it a practice to slow down so I can hear that small voice or feel that instinctive gut reaction. So let me share an example of when I didn't listen to my intuition when it came to a relationship. So when I was in grad school, I remember when I was starting my dietetic internship, I was in a room full of 30 or so other students, all starting as well. And for some reason, when looking around the room, you know, I didn't think much of anything or anyone, but there was one person that kind of stood out to me as having an off vibe, something I couldn't put my finger on. There was nothing bad that I could see about her. I was purely going off of a vibe that I felt, something I just couldn't explain. But I just got this feeling that she's someone that probably can't really be trusted or would probably cause some type of trouble if I got too close. I steered clear of her for a while and made my own friends, but eventually our paths crossed again and we ended up forming a friendship. Lo and behold, after having a few fun nights and memories with her and getting closer, we even ended up traveling together, and that's where everything fell apart. Her true colors showed and I did not like what I saw. After me, there were several other people who had the same experience. Think about someone that maybe you met on Tinder or you wanted to be friends with or you wanted to start a relationship with, and maybe the vibe was off, but you pursued anyways. The initial gut reaction can really help to serve us as a warning sign. Our intuition is so good at guiding us toward what will work for us and what will not work for us. And this is true when it comes to health as well. So another personal example for me is when I wasn't listening to my intuition, I ended up with a really terrible relationship with food and with my body. When I was constantly looking outside of myself, I became really preoccupied with food and ended up actually having an eating disorder. All my life, I struggled with chronic dieting and disordered eating since I was a teenager. And it wasn't until I discovered intuitive eating, which is really just a tool to help you to connect to your intuition and listen to your body. That's when my relationship with food and with my body flourished and my health did as well. So when I was out of alignment and not listening to my intuition, I was suffering with really bad physical and mental health. I was undereating, undernourished, had developed a severe pain in IBS, and I was constantly in my head second guessing every single bite I ate or that I refused to eat. Once I was able to release all of that control and once I was able to release all of the outside noise, turn inward and truly make it a lifelong habit. All right, now let's talk about business. I am all about following your intuition when it comes to business. I do hire business coaches and I do love a good course, but I have really put into practice taking what resonates with me and ditching what doesn't. There are so many strategies out there. You can be successful at any one of these strategies, but I think the biggest thing comes down to your energy and your mindset. If you are out of alignment, if you are not listening to your intuition and you are pursuing a strategy that you are hating all along the way, and it's creating a heavy negative energy for you. It's draining your energy and it's putting you in a bad mindset, and it's simply not something that you want to do. The outcome, it will not result in success. When I hired my first business coach, I went in with the mindset that she is so successful and I want to be like her. Therefore, I need to do exactly everything that she does and anything she tells me to do. And this actually set me up for failure and stagnation. Some of the strategy that she talked about resonated with me, and I thought, yeah, I definitely want to do that. But there was plenty of strategies that she said that just felt icky to me and didn't feel good, but I went ahead and did it anyways. One of the biggest mistakes I made too was allowing her to convince me of who my ideal client should be instead of pursuing what was in my heart. I was dedicated in her program. I absorbed all of the information and I showed up consistently. I invested in myself thousands of dollars to work with her. And not only did I not get a single client, my Instagram growth completely stalled. After this experience, I felt so terrible. I questioned myself. After this experience, I felt so terrible and I questioned if I was cut out for business. I didn't want to give up, but you can't run a business without making any money. It was at my lowest point that I discovered human design and learned a lot more about mindset and intuition. I realized how I was so far out of alignment in pursuing a lot of tactics and strategies that did not align with me and went against my intuitive hits. So then I decided, okay, let's experiment. Let's give this one more try. I'm going to fully listen to my intuition and I'm going to do exactly what my intuition tells me to do each day. I'm going to allow my intuition to tell me when it's time to work and when it's time to have fun. I'm going to let my intuition tell me what platform I should be showing up, how I should be showing up, what I should be talking about, and what I should be creating. I'm going to allow my intuition to make each day look however it's going to look, even if it's completely different from the last. I'm going to let go of all of the shoulds, and I'm not going to force any type of schedule on myself either. And damn it, I'm going to work with who I want to work with. I am going to talk about exactly what I want to talk about and talk directly to the clients that I want to work with. And guys, what's crazy is once I did this, my Instagram growth began to pick up like crazy and I got my first high ticket client. It happened so fast. And the coolest part is that I was working less and having way more fun.
Are you looking to elevate your client experience to the next level? Whether you're in the wellness, photography, or mental health worlds, imagine the impact of offering your client a truly unique and memorable gift that supports them on a personal level. Introducing the Custom Affirmation Card Decks by Soleia. Our custom affirmation decks are designed to empower and inspire your clients, leaving a lasting impression that strengthens your professional relationship. So picture this. Your own branded affirmation cards, beautifully crafted with imagery that reflects your brand's essence. These card decks serve as more than just a gift. They become a daily reminder of your commitment to your clients' well-being and success. Whether you're a life coach, yoga instructor, therapist, or photographer, your custom card deck supports your clients' personal growth, even when they're not in a session with you. So why settle for generic gifts like candles or pens when you can create something truly transformational and beautiful? With Soleia's custom affirmation cards, you can tailor every aspect to align with your brand identity and the values that you stand for. And this process is easy for you. We do all the heavy lifting from design to ordering. Simply choose your affirmations, select the imagery, and add your logo and branding elements. We'll take care of the rest, delivering a high-quality, personalized product. Join the ranks of leading wellness, photography, and mental health professionals who are elevating their client experience with custom affirmation card decks from Soleia. Visit our website today at soleia.co/custom to learn more and start creating your own unforgettable client gifts. That's soleia.co/custom. And I'll spell it out for you, soleia.co/custom. Together, let's inspire positivity and empower transformation one affirmation at a time.
So those are just a few examples of how I use intuition in my life. Okay, so now I want to share with you guys four practices that you can do so that you can really start to listen to your intuition and put it into an everyday practice. All right, the first practice that you can do each and every day is to pay attention to your gut reactions. Do this in any and every situation. We all have gut reactions. Listen to them. If you get a gut reaction or an intuitive hit not to go down a certain street, listen to that. If you get a gut reaction or an intuitive hit to reach out and talk to someone, do it. If your gut is telling you that it's time to rest, rest. If your gut is telling you that it's time to work, work. I love listening to my gut reactions and I really thank them. I'm not perfect and I know that there's been times where I don't listen to my gut and I can look back in retrospect and see where I should have listened to that gut reaction. One fun way that I listen to my gut reactions has been through test taking. This is something that I've always naturally done and it's always worked. Three of the biggest tests I've ever had to take in my life, I passed with minimal studying. The first was getting my personal trainer's license. I actually didn't study for that one at all and decided I'm going to go into the test and I'm going to listen to my gut reaction. The way you can listen to your gut reaction on a test is quickly skim through whatever the multiple choice is, look at those answers, whatever jumps into your brain, even if you don't finish reading all four. If you're reading like A, B, and then B jumps out at you, and for a split second you think, ooh, it might be B, write down B and move on. Go to the next question. I am so serious. I made this rule with myself in taking my personal training exam, taking an aviation private pilot license exam, and taking my registered dietitian exam. Guys, I swear that for my pilot's license exam, I only studied for one day. And for my registered dietitian exam, I only studied for 1 week. And I passed all three of these tests because I went in with this rule to listen to my gut reaction and go with my very first instinct response. I know that a lot of people have test anxiety and can really second guess themselves. If you don't want to risk it on your actual test, I would encourage you to try this trick with a practice test and see how you do. Trust me, it works. Okay, so another way that you can practice listening to your intuition is to have a meditation practice. Meditation is so important because this helps you to get in the habit of slowing down, getting rid of all the distractions around you, all of the outside input, so that you can be still and get really clear on what you want. You can do a guided meditation that can help you set an intention for the day or get clear and hold that vision of what you want for your life. Meditation is a great way to work on getting rid of limiting beliefs. It helps you raise your vibe, and it's a good practice to help you begin to build trust back in yourself and trust in the universe. The way I like to use meditation and how it relates to listening to my intuition, I have two ways that I like to use meditations that relate to listening to my intuition. So one would be a guided meditation that would help feeling low vibe and feeling like I'm struggling with certain mindset blocks or just something some type of emotion or something that needs to come to the surface that I need to get clear on. And I want to be able to understand why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling and be able to clear those emotions or clear those limiting beliefs. A lot of times I'm not sure why I'm feeling what I'm feeling. And so I will use meditation to help guide me and see what's resonating. Meditations have led me to see maybe certain chakras that might be blocked or limiting beliefs or childhood trauma, things that might come to the surface through a guided meditation. Meditation helps us to bring out whatever is in our subconscious. We might not be sure is affecting our day-to-day life. Having that awareness helps us to move forward and continue to listen to our intuition. The second way that I use meditation to design my life the way that I want it, to co-create an amazing life of my dreams, is to do a visualization meditation. Sometimes if I'm struggling between different opportunities or projects, not being sure what offer I should go with next or what should be my next steps or what should be my ultimate goal, I'll use meditation because if I'm doing a guided visualization, my intuition, my subconscious will bring to the surface what is the true desires of my heart. My intuition has been telling me to podcast for years. I have been seeing it in my visualizations, and it's just something that's come up over and over again. So when you can get in that practice of being still and meditating, you'll be surprised what you could find your intuition is telling you should be your next steps and how you can get on the path of success for your life. All right. The next practice that I do is journaling. This is so similar to meditation. Basically, everything that I talked about, getting to the root of your emotions, being still, finding clarity, ridding yourself of limiting beliefs, and being able to see what you truly want and hold that vision so you can create a life by design. You can do this through journaling as well. Journaling is a great way to really sit down with yourself and process what you're feeling. Ask yourself, right? When you journal, you can ask yourself questions. What should I do next? And just pause and wait for the answer to come to you. This is a perfect way to let your intuition speak to you and through you. So as you're journaling, ask yourself questions that you want answers to. And then hold space, wait, and allow your intuition to speak up. The last practice of being able to tap into your intuition is a tool that I like to use called human design. Human design for me is a tool of alignment. It helps me to really be able to remember like what feels good for me, what feels aligned, because I truly resonate with human design. I think it's so important at the end of the day to find the tools that resonate with you. Even if you find something that resonates with you, maybe not every single part of it will resonate for you every day, and that's okay. Let your intuition have the final say. What I think is really cool about human design is that there are different types, right? Different types that people can be. I'm a projector. So if you want to know what this is, you're going to have to look up what human design is and look up your chart, plug in your birth date and birth time to see what type you are. But the way this relates to intuition, I just want to explain to you guys that with each of these types, there is a theme that each of these types will feel when they're in alignment. What I like about this is that it puts the focus on what are those positive feel-good emotions that you want to feel and that help you feel like you're on the right path, right? When we are listening to our intuition, when something feels good and feels aligned, then we're excited or we might feel at peace. We might feel a specific type of positive emotion that lets us know we're on track and we are on the right path. So I'm going to run through what those different types of emotions are for the different types in human design. So if you're a manifester and you're following your intuition, you'll feel at peace. If you're a manifesting generator following your intuition, you'll feel satisfaction and peace. If you're a generator following your intuition, you'll feel satisfaction. If you're a projector, you'll feel success. And if you're a reflector, you'll feel surprise. So as a projector, when I'm in alignment, when things are working out, then I am going to feel successful. And I have my own definition of success, but I know exactly what that feels like. It is so resonant and so aligned with how I want to feel and what my goals are. And so I know that when I have that feeling, then I'm on the right path. And for a projector, a lot of that has to do with recognition. And the thing is, it can be recognition from other people, but it can also be recognition within ourselves. If I'm out of alignment, I'll experience a lot of imposter syndrome and bitterness. And that helps me know that I'm not listening to my intuition, something's off, and I'm not aligned. But when I feel success, then I am in alignment. Okay. So the last piece of this episode is the intuition journal prompt. So I want to leave you guys with a journal prompt so that you can sit down with your journal and you can ask yourselves some of these questions to help you get back in touch with your intuition. So the first question is, write about a time when your intuition protected you from harm. How did that feel? What happened? Next, write about a time you had an intuitive ping that you did not follow. What happened? How did that feel? Next question is, what areas of life do you naturally trust your intuition? How does that feeling show up for you? And the last question is, what areas of life do you want to actively tap into your intuition more? All right, guys. Well, that's the end of the episode. If you want to hear any more about intuition when it comes to your relationship with food and with health, as you know, I'm a dietitian and I am a coach for intuitive eating mindset. So if you want to follow along with that, you can follow me on Instagram at intuitive.eating.mindset. I have a 3-day challenge on my website at intuitiveeating.org. And I really encourage you to listen to your intuition when it comes to all areas of life, because you can have an intuitive business, intuitive health, and intuitive relationships. If you loved this episode, subscribe and stay notified for new episodes every Tuesday. Leave us a review with what you liked or what you want more of. And don't forget, stay high vibe.
Do you know these three things are sabotaging your ability to live your high vibe life? First is living in disconnection, which basically means walking around with no awareness of your body, emotions, or values. And second is letting negative self-talk run the show in your brain. That's just gonna make you doubt your potential and stop you from going after your dreams. Finally, it's not having any supportive coping practices or self-care that doesn't take hours or cost tons of money. Because when you're living in chronic stress at home or work, the last thing that feels accessible is a spa day or a meditation retreat.
We have personally struggled with all of these things, and that's why we created the Body Deck. This affirmation card deck has 77 intentionally designed beautiful cards to help you address all three of these high vibe killers in just a couple minutes a day. These affirmations will help you tune into your body and your inner world, practice positive self-talk, and best of all, it's super portable and affordable. For only $33, benefit from the transformative practice of affirmations anywhere you go.
So if you're ready to stop the self-sabotage and start being the highest version of yourself, you'll definitely want to get your hands on the Body Deck Affirmation Cards. Head over to Soulea.co. That's Soulea.co to get the Body Deck Affirmation Cards today. You can also find the link in the show notes.